Welcome to Wellspring on the Air. I'm Judith Nemus, a therapist at Wellspring and the host of today's show about life coaching versus counseling. Here to share with us on this increasingly relevant topic is Lindsay Steffen. Lindsay, so grateful to have you here. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you, Judith. My name is Lindsay Steffen, and I'm a licensed mental health counselor at Wellspring. And I'm also now the clinical manager, so I'm over our therapist team. So kind of split time between admin and seeing clients still.
Wonderful. Awesome to have you, Lindsay, into telling us about this today. Can you just go ahead then? Let's get into it. What exactly is life coaching for all of us to know?
Yeah, so probably people know Wellspring more for we're counselors who are Christians. We do Christian counseling. We see people of all backgrounds though, so you don't have to be Christian to come to us. But yeah, today I want to differentiate what is life coaching, what is Christian counseling or counseling in general, and is there any overlap? Because this is something we may offer at Wellspring one day. So obviously we do the therapy side already, but life coaching, it is actually different than counseling and traditional therapy. It's a different type of service offered. So one psychologist, she says that the coaching piece ideally comes in once you've done your deeper work. So it would be ideal to do some of that deeper work, maybe things from childhood or trauma that you want to move past, any negative life experiences. And then the life coaching comes in as a more goal-oriented type of session. So it's more, you know, what do I want to do with my life? What strengths do I have that I could use to meet current present goals? Like what inspires me? What am I passionate about? Some people don't choose to do therapy though. They might just jump right to life coaching, and that's still helpful. That's okay. Some people don't want to do, you know, deeper childhood work. Obviously, as counselors who work with trauma, that is more our bias, that it's good to just clear out all the roots of anything that's happened in life and really process and move past those painful emotions. But just jumping to life coaching would still have a benefit, because it helps you be motivated when you work with a life coach. They help you strategize. They hold their clients accountable. So you're specifically working on life goals. And I'll get into that a little bit later. What types of life goals would they specifically help you with? But they're kind of like a personal trainer. So they're keeping you accountable, motivating you, that cheerleader, helping you get to the specific goals you've set. So yeah, that's kind of where life coaching starts to land. So just again, differentiating, it's not therapy, but sometimes what we do in therapy involves some life coaching. So therapy can be on past issues, but it can also very much be just solution focused or present focused. Mm-hmm. People come and say, hey, I don't want to talk about my childhood, but I want to work on my public speaking anxiety that I have now. We say, sure, whatever your goals are, that's what we're going to work on. So that would look more like somewhat of coaching sessions, perhaps, if you came for more solution-focused therapy. But then therapy, you need, obviously, different skills and education, which I'll get to in a little bit as well.
Okay. Yeah. And so, and still some people would think, well, this is something that I might be getting in a counseling session. So what are maybe some of the different approaches that could be used in life coaching instead of counseling?
Yeah. So again, both maybe a similarity first is that therapy and life coaching, they're both going to provide a hopefully safe space for clients to discuss any fears they have, problems, aspirations, relationships. And life coaching might incorporate some cognitive behavior therapy. So it's a really well-known technique in or form of therapy where you focus on the relationship between your thoughts, how that affects your feelings, and then how that affects your behaviors. So a lot of life coaches use that framework from a more therapeutic model to help clients when they have a thought pattern, a negative thought pattern that's not helpful to meeting goals. So obviously, if I have a thought like, I'm going to fail, I'm a failure, that's going to impede me from going forward. I won't be confident. I won't have the self-esteem to really think, hey, I'm going for this, I can do it. Again, we as trauma counselors would see, I am a failure. That negative thought is often rooted in past earlier experiences from family, schooling, bullying. So we would probably want to go and do that deeper work. And then the life coach, once that trauma is resolved, then doing more of the present focused work. But again, life coaches, they can't go back and heal more of the past stuff, the trauma. They don't have those skills, but they can help with the present. So even if someone decided, no, I'm not going to do that work again, the older childhood work, they can still start to work with CBT, that cognitive behavior therapy, and try to learn how to reframe thought patterns in the here and now. So there's still a benefit there that if they can take that, I'm a failure, and start to work with it, look for evidence of times now in the present where they're not a failure. There still could be some level of healing for sure. And then starting to, meet those goals and see results from what they're working on.
It sounds like for life coaching, it's very present focused, meeting more immediate goals maybe. So what are some areas, you mentioned that there would be different areas that life coaching is maybe more focused on. What are some of those areas somebody can expect to work on in life coaching?
Yeah. So there's definitely a long list. I'll just give a few examples, maybe about 10 or so. But life coaches can work on really any present type of life goal you have. So a very common one is career. When people want to develop in their career presently, or even change careers, and they're looking for, where are my strengths? What am I good at? What am I not good at? What would be something that really uses my passions and, gives me an income and a living that I need? So a lot of career focused life coaching is popular now. Also health. So having a healthier physical life, eating habits, losing weight. Of course, there are places here where maybe a personal trainer does come into play or a nutritionist, but the life coach is kind of that consistent accountability and cheerleader pushing them. Hey, did you get to the gym? Did you get to your nutritionist appointment? So it doesn't mean other services won't be employed, but that person is kind of your weekly accountability and motivator. Also, a relationships, that's a popular one. People want to build better relationships, and so they want to learn skills. A lot of life coaching would be more skills based instead of, again, that deeper psychological, emotional work. So learning, how do you communicate? What are just some, normal communication skills that sometimes we don't learn because we didn't grow up in a house with healthy communication. So we get to adulthood and we can feel like we're floundering because we're like, man, everyone else here, in this world seems to be functioning more normally with this, but I don't know how to communicate without getting really heated or yelling or shutting down. So that's a common topic. Stress management, that's a big one. We know that people are very fast pace and jobs demand a lot, family demands a lot. So just managing and reducing stress, overcoming limiting beliefs or obstacles. So this would play back into the CBT. If you have those negative beliefs about yourself that you'd like to overcome because it's impeding all these other areas of your life, that goes hand in hand with improving confidence, improving a sense of self-esteem, self-worth, becoming a better parent. A lot of people will want to seek out, how can I be, better with parenting? Maybe I didn't have parents who had a lot of parenting skills. And so I want to just learn some basic parenting skills. Like how do you discipline appropriately? How do you help redirect your children? I just don't know those skills. And a few more, finding ways to manage your money better. That's a huge one that's popular. People really want guidance with financial planning. How can I meet my financial goals? Eventually buy a house, or I want to pay cash for a car, but they just don't have the skills or the accountability. A lot of people, don't we make budgets and then we don't follow them? Kind of like,
yeah,
resolution, right? For losing weight, but then we don't stick to it. So a life coach is that extra accountability, always like, hey, did you do this? How's this going? It's not working. Okay, let's re-strategize. What could we do?
Yeah, and all of the things that you mentioned sound like things that most people, if not one, if not a few of these, at least one of these have struggled with.
Absolutely. Yeah, this list, I think that probably in different seasons of life, we all face these different stressors and could use some help. So I agree. Another couple before we move on is just handling and getting through a grieving process. I think in there, that is going to probably also need some therapy, in my opinion, as a counselor, but there are life coaches who will work through a grieving process with someone. And it's more like a, you'd say, I don't know if you'd say protocol or procedure, but it's more presently, what do we do? What are the rituals to move forward? And maybe not such that deeper emotional work. It's more action oriented. Some people want to develop their spiritual side. So they want that person walking with them as they explore, who am I spiritually, or I'd like to deepen my spiritual practice. And just overall productivity. I see that people are like, oh, I'm lazy. I'm wasting time on social media, all these kind of negative thoughts. So people want to learn how to be productive and get actually some momentum in their life goals and starting to achieve those. There's a lot of people who do the leadership skills training or the life coaching to learn, how can I be a better leader? How can I lead well at work or in my home? And then again, mentioning work, people want to perform better at work. So how could I be a better employee, manager, boss? People want to feel more competent in the roles that they play in their lives.
Sounds like people are looking to just improve in different areas of their lives.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's great. Isn't that, I mean, life, we should always be growing and changing and improving. So I think when people want to see a life coach or a therapist for, again, different reasons, it really is a desire to change and grow. And it's an investment in yourself. You're taking time and money, possibly every week, to go ahead and say, hey, you know, I'm going to invest in myself. I want to grow in this area. I'm making an actual action plan with someone and we're going to stick to it. Because if you meet like with anyone who's come to Wellspring for counseling, you usually come for typically an hour, sometimes 90 minutes a week. You can come for individual, couples, family work, and you pay whatever the set rate is. You know, there's a set hourly rate depending on your clinician's licensing. And so in the same way, you would do that with a life coach. One difference that a big difference, honestly, is that life coaches, they don't have an ethics code. So they don't have a licensing board like we do as therapists. So they, you know, we have to honor HIPAA and keep privacy of our clients and their documentation, all of that. So I would never meet with a client in public. I would only meet in our private office locations. But a life coach, they may meet at a park or Starbucks, any public place. And then they, you know, they set those goals and monitor the progress and identify obstacles. But for a life coach, they have some more freedom there, which again, you want to be careful with that, because if you don't have a licensing board or that accountability yourself as a, you know, a practicing service provider, you could get into trouble. So we're very careful, right, with our ethics board. We keep up all our continuing ed that we need. So that's a big difference. But again, I think there just has to be wisdom in who you would choose as a life coach, where you would go. Maybe you would choose one who's credentialed, even though it's not required at this time.
There's more room for flexibility, but also room for lack of security. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just wisdom in choosing someone, as always, as we always use wisdom, choosing anyone we're going to see for a service.
So what are some of the benefits that we might expect to come from having gotten life coaching? What can we see from
that? Yeah, so life coaching, the reason even as Wellspring we're exploring this as a possible service to provide is because people are wanting this. And there's a lot of positive feedback in the statistics for life coaching. So at this point, it is in demand. It's a $1 billion industry. And every month, there's thousands of online searches looking for a life coach. So people are wanting to improve. They are wanting to meet goals and see success in their life. So that's something, even though different than counseling in some ways, it would be amazing if we could help people who that's the type of service they're looking for. So some major benefits are increasing self-confidence. 80% of people who worked with a life coach, they said their self-confidence did increase. 70% of those who received coaching, they saw an improvement in their work performance, their relationships, and communication. So right there, that stat shows you three important areas of life that all improved from doing those sessions. 73% of those who hire a coach, they report that it's helped them improve, again, their work performance, communication skills, interpersonal skills, relationships, work-life balance, and wellness. So we're seeing a lot of positive stats there. And then these two really stood out to me that I'm going to share now. 99% of coaching clients, they're satisfied or very satisfied with their experience. So that is really great to see. Okay, people are, they must be getting results from this. They're satisfied or very satisfied, almost 100% of these clients. And then one-on-one coaching, it's been shown to improve psychological well-being and help ease excessive prolonged stress, as well as low resilience and poor satisfaction with life. So I think part of this goes into our attachment model as counselors, that anytime you have a healthy relationship, someone who validates you, encourages you, is there for you, just a supportive person, that immediately is going to enrich and improve your life. And so some people, maybe they don't have that, right? They don't have necessarily a friend or family to really push them in this area. So honestly, we hire someone if we financially can do that. We say, hey, you know, my mom, she loves me, but she really doesn't know how to help me in this area. Or my best friend, this is just not how her mind works. She'll never push me. And I need that. So then life coaching would be a great option for that person who just needs a very positive motivation. We're not shaming or judging, but they need that little push to move forward.
It's great to see how effective it can be and just all the positive reports from it. But having looked at life coaching, then let's look at the other side of what is mental health counseling and get into, well, if there's so many good effects from life coaching, why maybe mental health counseling? What do we do there? What can we get from that?
That's a great question. Yeah. And again, Judith and I both are mental health counselors. So we're trying to present very fairly, and we're open to life coaching too. So they're just very different services, like I said, initially. But I do love the depth that mental health counseling brings to healing. I will probably always be biased towards that. And my model would be ideally to do the deeper work with a therapist, licensed therapist, and then to do the present goal setting with that therapist or with a life coach. And you know, some therapists, if they also are a life coach, they can transition into that. That's a very seamless transition. Whereas a life coach could not transition into therapy because they don't have the license, the master's degree, all of really the credentialing and work that we do to stay excellent counselors. So with therapy, what you would expect is to come and really identify what particular life experiences bother you. It could be just present ones, or it could be past. It depends on the client and what they want. And you're looking for ways that these experiences limit in the way you show up in the world and how you see yourself in the world. So we're really wanting to, through therapy, explore what particular life experiences you've had in the past and clearing a lot of that baggage and the hurt and the pain. So we're wanting to get the root. That's always my word, is I want to dig up the root. I don't just want to prune the branches. And some clients come and they do just want to prune the branches, and I honor that. And that's okay. That's still valuable and worth doing. But I love when a client can really have the fuller experience of healing and we can get the roots out And then they don't have those old triggers coming up or old anxiety surfacing here and there in their present life. Yeah.
Personally, with some of my clients, I've experienced maybe they've come in trying to do that pruning work, like you said, and it's helpful. But sometimes we get really stuck until we do go back and so do some of that root work. And then it becomes easier and just to tell themselves the positive things, to do the improvement that they weren't able to do before. So yes, they can do that on its own, but it's usually deeper. It's usually more in a fulfilling, more complete way that improvement comes after having done that deeper work.
100%. Yeah, we call it top down, like kind of mind down to body versus bottom up, which is body to mind. And so more of the life coaching would be top down, more of the CBT working with the mind, changing the thoughts to then change your body feelings. But we see that with bottom up approach, working with the body, the triggers, the somatic symptoms, and then that allowing your mind to be more free. That is more of our therapist approach at Wellspring, at least. Other therapists, they love just the CBT, working with the mind more than the body. But we see that we're again biased on that, but it's because we see that that's the most effective way to work for our clients, at least, even though we respect other ways therapists work. And we know that great benefit can come from different ways of operating as a therapist.
I even have to consider for people who have needs that maybe go beyond just trying to change life habits or the way that they approach things, people who maybe have like genetic issues where people might be dealing with depression genetically, where it's not just about, oh, I need a motivator, someone to push me like that, but maybe someone to identify, hey, maybe I need to talk to a psychiatrist, maybe I need to consider other reasons. And so somebody would have to, just somebody who is trained to notice those things and help in that aspect would be just a benefit that comes from seeing a mental health counselor. We can consider some of that other pieces for why things are not working out.
I'm so glad you brought up that point because that's super important. Yeah, not everything is trauma-based or attachment-based. But yeah, there's just genetic things where genetically the family, you see this kind of thread of social anxiety or depression or even things like bipolar, schizophrenia, different personality disorders. So yeah, just learning how do I live a full, happy life even with this diagnosis present. And that would be definitely a therapy issue, not life coaching, because life coaches, they wouldn't be trained to help with that. But a therapist would, and just teaching coping skills, pulling in a treatment team, psychiatrist, nutritionist for an eating disorder. Yeah, so you're right on with that. Is it's more of, you know, the mental health disorders and mental illness, whether they're more genetically based or trauma based or both, perhaps. And just seeing how do we cope with this as even a long-term diagnosis that doesn't go away. And then on top of that, you can bring in some of the life coaching style once we're in a stable place. Okay, and now what do you want for your career? You know, your bipolar diagnosis is stable. Let's do, we would call it career counseling, or in life coaching, it would be like career coaching. Yeah. So like I said, I do really see that being a counselor, it does involve being a life coach. And then the life coach, they do go to a certain limit. And again, that's okay. It's like, I'm, you know, not gonna be a brain surgeon. I'm gonna be a counselor. And so, you know, we all stay in our lane in a sense, but there are overlaps to these both being helping field work and offering a service to help someone move forward in life, whatever that looks like. I will say too that therapists, they're licensed and they can diagnose and treat a mental health condition. You do, like I said, need a master's degree. If you're a psychologist, you need a doctorate. And again, being a life coach doesn't require specific education or credentialing. And so you just, again, with wisdom, choosing someone who perhaps has done courses in life coaching, who does belong to a credentialing board, because really anyone at this point could say, I'm a life coach. And that would be scary because you're just getting someone who maybe has no training. So really, if you are looking to do life coaching or counseling for that matter, you want to look at the licensing, credentialing, and make sure they are accountable to a board or a higher like state licensing board. That's very important.
And no shame for anybody who feels like, hey, life coaching is good, but maybe I need deeper work. It's just like you said, having the wisdom to realize like, hey, what do I need? And what's the best way I can meet those needs?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah, different services at different times. Sometimes you need surgery and sometimes you just need physical therapy, or, you know, there's so many different services we might need. And so it's kind of just figuring out what best suits where you're at in this time of your life. And maybe at one time of life, you use a counselor and another time you use a life coach. And that's just okay. That's great. You know, using any of the resources available to you.
So just considering that as Christian counselors, as people who acknowledge our God, how does life coaching or counseling tie in with our Christian worldview?
Yeah, well, I did think of the parable of the talents from Matthew 25. So the master, he gave the three different employees different amounts of talents, which is like money back then. And so, you know, two of them, they multiplied the talents, they invested them. And the third one, he just buried it in the ground because he was scared to lose it. And the boss, he did not find favor in his eyes. He said, hey, you were not a good steward of what I gave you, you know, and these two, I gave them different amounts, but they both doubled it. So I don't even mind that the second one had less to give because he doubled what he was given. And so I think that concept of just being a good steward of what God has given you, you know, which if that's, hey, God has given me or allowed me to live a life like this. Maybe there are things that happened early on that I had no control over, but what can I do now? I can say even as a counselor, I have invested in therapy in my life. I felt like I was being a good steward with my money to heal some of the emotional things that I've gone through, because I wanted to be a great friend, a great daughter, you know, a great spouse, a great counselor, being able to relate with people well. So I think in the same way, life coaching too, it offers you to steward your strengths and the gifts God has given you in your personality well, because you get some guidance and we all need guidance. In Proverbs, it says, you know, with many counselors, plans succeed. So, and that doesn't just mean counselors, but that means many people giving wisdom and advice. And so I think that with counseling or life coaching, if God is showing you, hey, this would be a good investment of your time and money, that would be wonderful.
No, just thinking how, just like you said, investing in that, it leaves you more free to live the life that God intends or is calling you to do, to that life that God is calling you to live. It leaves you more free and open it and free of that weight, just so you can focus on it better.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you're clearing out the baggage to see things clearly in the present and maybe approach problems or issues even with more clarity, more wisdom, and more effectively, you know. So yeah, and just, I know we're reaching time, but I want to mention one last verse, Jeremiah 29:11, very popular for people who have maybe been in church or have read through their Bible. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So I just like the reflection of planning here. God plans. He thinks about our future. He has plans for our future. So planning really is a good thing. We don't want to just kind of float through life or let the wind blow us where it does. It's wise for us to plan out well. And again, we know God's sovereign. He may change our plans or life may change our plans, but at least we're setting ourselves up wisely on a path that we think is, you know, a place he would be happy with us being, and he directs us as we go. So I've learned in life that you hold plans loosely because they change a lot, but you can your best to set yourself on the course that you think God has for you, or that God reveals that he does have for you?
Personally, I often think about it as taking that first step in faith that there are plans. So I'm getting ready because there's plans coming, and this is my first step in faith.
Absolutely. Being ready for that. Yeah, and you don't have control over the whole path and all the steps, but mm-hmm. you know, hey, this is the next step I'm supposed to take. So that's comforting as Christians.
All right. Thank you so much, Lindsay. Like you said, it's time to close out our show. We've learned so much about the differences between life coaching and counseling, the benefits of each, and where one might help over the other. So we hope that all of you've learned more on how life coaching and counseling can be a benefit in your life. Thank you for joining our show today. Again, if you join this program midstream, you can find the show and others on podcasts at Wellspring on the Air or on our blog on wellspringmiami.org. The title of today's show, again, was Life Coaching versus Counseling. Encourage us and let us know you're listening by sending comments or questions to ontheair@wellspringmiami.org. It's time to wrap up. This is Judith Lemus with Wellspring on the Air, because hearts and minds matter.